Morning, Booker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvah Daf Mem Gimel. Ksuvah Mem Gimel. We left off Mem Beis on the Beis. We are up to Eisvei, around 7 lines up from the bottom of the page. Eisvei, a question again from Abaye to Rabbah. Let's just get our bearings. So the Mishnah of Shimon had said on Machlok Tachamim, we know that the Beishas Begam payments, Pashtas, are mumminous. The Knas payment, of course, is a Knas. We know that if Maid B'Knas is Pater, we discussed earlier, Maid B'Knas is Pater. The question is, once one goes to court about the Knas, and there's a psak that the Knas is owed, does that change the Knas into a status of Mammon? Because now it's now the court's paskin, the Mammon's owed, there's Maid B'Din, so now we should say that the Knas is converted into a status of Mammon, and therefore let's say Maid B'Knas would not be Pater. Another thing would be, if a person is Kaifer, if he denies owing money, this is the carbon shvua. He's got, if he truly owes money and he denies owing it, he's got to pay back the money, a chaymish, if he swears falsely, I should say. He has to pay back the money at a chaymish and bring a carbon asham. He has to make a carbon called a carbon shvuas. So, what happens by knas? By knas, the halach is maida, knas is patra. Anyway, if he's maida by knas, he's patra. So, on his own admission, he wouldn't be chayav anyway, so therefore there wouldn't be a carbon shvua if he falsely denied owing the money. But what happens if the knas was already reached to Madrega where it was pasuk in the Bezdin and the knas is owed? So, the Gemara had gotten into a conversation. Reb Shimon in our Mishnah says that the father cannot be meirish to his sons the rights to the daughter's knas. He can't be merisha unless it was collected. But if it wasn't collected, even if it was paskin already, he can't be merisha to his sons. So clearly, Reb Shimon is holding that even after the pesach, the knas still maintains some sort of status of knas. So the Gemara asks a shayla, Abaye asks a shayla to Rabbah. According to Reb Shimon, at what point do we say what happens if you have amah bedin? If you have amah bedin, and then the guy denies amah bedin about a knas. And then the fellow, let's say the case of Anas and Mefata, and the fellow denies being Mefata Ma'anas, the girl, after there already was a Pesach, then there is Chayiv. Would there be a Karmen Shavua there or not? And Rabbi says, yes, that Reb Shimon would be made over there. There is a Karmen Shavua because it's already Mammon. On that, Abaye asked the Kasha, there's a clear Raya from Abaisa, and seemingly Reb Shimon says, there is no Karmen Shavua. So on that, Rabbi tweaked. Rabbi said, Anachami, from the Kichesh, from the Pesach Kichesh, we learn out that even though stam mammonis, when one denies that there's a chi of karban shvuah, in a case where it was originally a knas, ikrin was a knas, over there, there's not going to be a karban shvuah. That's what we're up to in the Shachar Vatayah. They're still debating different scenarios. Abaye is going to be asking questions on Rabbah. Rabbah's yisoid was that, in general, once it becomes a psak bezdin, it gets converted from knas to mammon, even according to Reb Shimon, but by karban shvuah, not. So Eisvei Abaye to Rabbah. Abaye's going to ask Rabbah Kash now, on that yisoid, that legabe Einus of Mefata, Lagabi Karban Shvua, once, even though there was already a, there already was a Psak Din, there's not going to be a Chiv Karban Shvua because there's a, it was Ikrin Knas, so Abaye is going to ask, let's seemingly have a Raya, not like that. Says Gemara, Eisvei, Abaye asked Rav Shimon Paiter, Rav Shimon Paiter, again, we're Mem Beis and Beis, about 7 lines off the bottom of the page. First word of the line is Paiter. Paiter, Rav Shimon Paiter, Shenim Shalom Knas Beas, Rav Shimon Paiter, by a case of a person denying that he was Ma'anus Mefata girl, Rav Shimon Paiter, because he didn't pay Knas, Al Piyatz might make a Diyak, Time of Lema Bedin, sounds like over there, because when are you not Mishalom HaPiyatzmai? When there's no Amad Bedin yet. So time of Amad Bedin. How Amad Bedin? Mishalom HaPiyatzmai. In the case of Amad Bedin, once there's already Psak Bezdin, there's Chayiv the money, the Chayiv the Knas, where it no longer is it considered being Mishalom HaPiyatzmai, there is a Psak Bezdin over there, there would be a Karban Shvua. How Amad Bedin? Mishalom HaPiyatzmai. Karban Shvua Amad Mechayiv. There would indeed be a Karban Shvua over there, the Chayiv to Raya. Again, it's interesting because Rabbi started off saying that once it's Mammon, there would be a Karban Shvua. On that, Abaye asked the Kasha. On that, Rabbi tweaked the memory and said, Enachrami, over here, the Gabi Kras, the Gabi Mainis and Mefata, we're going to say, even after the Hamad Abedin, there's no Karban Shvua. And now Abaye is asking the other way, that we find from this Braisa, that the Diak is Mashma, the Diak of the Braisa is Mashma, that there would be a Karban Shvua once there was Hamad Abedin. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Devayim Derabana Kamalu. On behalf of Rabbi, the Gemara says, here's what I have to explain. Rabbi Shimon was not saying his own Shita. Rabbi Shimon the Braisa was speaking to the Chachamim, meaning, according to myself, Reb Shimon, Alpha Gav Da'ama Bedin, Rechman Apatrim and Vekichesh. According to I, Reb Shimon, even after Gemar Din, Hamad Bedin, we put that yesterday, I think came up more after this year. We keep referring to this Hamad Bedin, and they're going to court. She's being taken, the perpetrator, in our case, the Einus Mefata, is being taken to court. It doesn't mean it's not sufficiently being taken to court. It means there's Hamad Bedin with the Gemar Din. That's what the Rishonim speak out. That Avad was talking about, there was a Gemar Din as well. There was a Hamad Bedin refers to there being a Psak Din. Okay. Says the Gemara. So Shimon says, according to me, even if there's a madar b'din, the halacha is not going to be a din of karbon shvuah because the Torah patur from v'kichesh. V'kichesh discusses a pasuk where all of the owed money in the pasuk were mammon. They were originally mammon, and none of them originated from kras. Like we had in this year, none of them are ikrin kras, and therefore it's excluded from karbon shvuah. Reb Shimon says according to his own opinion. Ella d'zchu, but you're a rabbanan who clearly argue on me. Why don't you at least admit as long as it's prior to Amad Bedin, if they haven't gone to court yet, where the Tzvi is Taka Tzvi of Kras. Kras Katava, the father is being Tevea from the alleged perpetrator, from the Anis Mefata, he's being Tevea Kras. And there wasn't Amad Bedin yet, so the case where Amad Bedin Kras, they would indeed be Pater. So if that's the case, Tapa Memgimav, Umayd Bedin Kras Pater, if that's the case, there should not be a Karmish Vua in that case. So that was Reb Shimon Sa'ed Chachamim. According to me, even if it was passed by the Bedin, you'd be part of Karbon Shvuah. But according to you, at least admit that Kozman, you're being Tevea only a Knas, and there's no amount of Bedin, there should be no Karbon Shvuah. And that's our point of response. That's all good if the Tevea was a Tevea of Knas. But when the father claims this guy's Ma'anus, Mephata's daughter, he's not coming to Knas. You know he's coming to claim? He's coming to claim Beitches Begam. And Beitches Begam, we've pointed out, Right when we started this, when we started the parak, Baishas Begam is a status of mammon. It says Marva, Banan Zavri, Kika Tava, Baishas Begam, when he's being Tavay, Baishas Begam, and Baishas Begam is mammon, and therefore that's the crux of the machlokes is when the father goes over to the perpetrator and says, you're my honest father, my daughter, and the guy denies it, even before Psak Din, what's the guy denying? Is he denying mammon, or is he denying knas? Shimon knows he's denying knas. And therefore, there would be no carbon. There'd be no carbon shvuah. Whereas the Chacham says denying mammon, the Baishas Begam, and therefore there is a carbon shvuah. But my kamitzik was the machlekes. Amar Papa Rav Shimon Sever Lo Shavik Enish Bidat Kaiets. A person's the claimant is not going to leave something which is a fixed amount. Knas is a fixed amount, 50 shekel. He's not going to drop the 50 shekel claim and focus on something which could fluctuate. Baishas Begam that could fluctuate. So Lo Shavik Enish Bidat Kaiets, the Tavim Midat Kaiets, and Bitavia something which is not fixed. For Abundant Side, Abundant Say Lo Shavik Enish Bidat Kaiets, he might be a mifter. A person's not going to drop something where Hayda doesn't patter by Baishas Begam, even if the perpetrator is Maida that he did the terrible deed to the daughter, he's going to still be chayev. His Hayda will not patur him. So the claimant is not going to drop something that such as Baishas Begam, where the claim is going to remain through. He's going to still be able to collect the money, even with the Hayda of the perpetrator, and go and be Tevek Knas, where if the guy is Maida anyway, he's going to be patur. Says the Gemara, Dechi Maida Be'elei Mifter, V'tavei, he's not going to go be Tevek in its stead. Midi Dechi Maida Be'elei Mifter, something such as Knas, where when he's Maida, he's patur. What's the obvious question? The obvious question, we pointed this out the other day, why can't you go for it all? Why can't we say the father wants Baishas Begam and Knas? When he's being Tevea that this guy, or to the fellow, that you are Ma'anas or Mefata, my daughter, what he's being Tevea is, I want Knas, I want Baishas, I want Begam, I want all three. Why is it either Knas or Baishas Begam? So the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rishonim all address the question, and the Ramban and Ritva give a teretz that the reason why he doesn't want to Tevea everything is because he really wants to get a Hayda. And he feels like if he's going to come and throw the book and say he's demanding all these payments, so then he's going to kind of back the perpetrator into a corner. The guy doesn't necessarily have the money, doesn't want to spend that much money, and he's going to back him into a corner to deny it, and then he's going to go start proving the guy's modest of a fata. So he'd rather make a claim of either Knas or Baishas Begam of only some, in the hopes that the fellow will be Maida to at least that. So in an effort to try to get the path of least resistance, he's only going to be Tevea part of what he's really owed, not all of it. What happens once the guy's Maida? Could he go for more? I'm not sure. It's not clear that they don't speak that. The first one to discuss what happens once he's Maida. But the point is, the reason why he's only being Tevea in the first place, either Knas or Baishas Begam, is because he feels if he'd be Tevea everything, the guy would say, Ladam, nothing ever happened. He would deny the whole story. And the claimant would be in a much harder position to try to prove his claim. Okay. So we have now really multiple machlokes in Rishon Chachamim. We have, first of all, in the Mishnah clearly machlokes that the father could be merged to his sons, the rights he has in the knas of the daughter. According to Reb Shimon, he cannot be merged unless he actually collected it. Unless he collected the knas, he's not merged to his sons. Rishon Chachamim, once there was a psak din that he's entitled to knas, he can merge to his children. That's one din. Another din was that by Karban Shavuah, we're saying that by Karban Shavuah, the halacha is that according to everyone, general Karban Shavuah, once there's a psak din in courts, Avada, if a person denies it, if the fellow denies owing, even if it was a knas, he would be chayv to pay. But Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, we're coming with Darshan the Pasuk, the Kichesh tells me, well, let me say that a little better. Even Rav Shimon's might, then normally once there's a psak din of bezdin, knas could be considered now like mammon. But by the din of Karban Shvua, since there's a drush of a Kichesh, we say dafka something which originated as money is one going to be chayv for denying a Karban Shvua. But if it only became money that's converted on a day psak bezdin, that would not be a chayv for Karban Shvua. Whereas according to Chaim, it would be chayv for Karban Shvua. And then now we have a third point of contention, and that is that when the person is being teveya another person for being ma'anus or mafata's daughter, what's he really claiming? According to Rav Shimon, his focus is on the knas, whereas according to Chaim, the focus is on b'ishes begam. So three mechalikas in between Rav Shimon and the Chaim. B'yminei Ravina, really a new Gemara, similar, same topic, but new Gemara. B'yminei Ravina Rav Sheshes. This is a big focus of the topic of the different topics of this perek. And namely, we know the halacha is that a girl, her ma'isei dayim, go to her father. Father gives him a zaynus, and her ma'isei dayim go to the father. Actually, it's really based on psukim that the kol shvachnirim go to the father. Her income goes to the father. The shayla is as follows: we know after the father dies, the halacha is that from the estate the boys get the yerusha, but the daughters are entitled to mezaynus. So the daughter's going to be getting mezaynus from the brothers. The brothers who inherited the yerusha give her mezaynus. Do we say now that she has to give her ma'isei dayim to the brothers the same way she gave her ma'isei dayim to the father? Her ma'isei dayim now, the brother's entitled to it? Or no? What will be the chilek? Because the father was giving his own money to support the daughter. And maybe that's why he gets the mezaynus. Whereas the brothers, they're not like supporting from their own money. They're supporting from the estate they inherited from the father. So do we say that entitles them to the mezaynus of the girl or not? The reason why this is, I mean, besides for the fact that it relates to what we've been talking about till now, it's even stronger later in the parak, Rashi brings it up here, but the whole idea that the daughter gets the mezaynus from the state and the brothers, they inherit the main funds of the state, but the daughters get mezaynus. And the flip side is, if there's very little money, the daughters still get mezaynus, and the sons get nothing, but all those dinim are spoken out later in this parak. Okay, says the Maragam. Boyer minei ravavinim ravsheshes. Basa mezaynus benachem. The daughter is getting support, mezaynus support from the brothers. Maisi delami. Who gets the maisi dayin? Does she get to keep it herself, her own income, or does it go to the brothers? Gemara explains. Do we say that the sons, the brothers, are taking the place of the father? Just like over there, by the father, her ma'isidayim go to the father. So too, over here, her ma'isidayim go to the brothers, because the support is coming from them. The mezaynus is coming from them, and therefore, the ma'isidayim go to the brothers. It's not a comparison. Why? You can't compare. The father was giving his own money to support her, and therefore he's tied it perhaps to the ma'isidayim. You shouldn't really say therefore. It's pretty clear that the father's tied to the ma'isidayim regardless, but the father has rights to ma'isidayim, but he's giving his own money. The sons, they're giving the father's money, not their own money, and maybe therefore they're not entitled by Stan. Tysus points out, important Tysus, other Shonim speaks out as well. Let's jump into the second Tysus on the page. Basan Zayis Ben Achan says, Tysus, Midereis Epshikle to Havilatzma. It's Pasha, it'll be clear later in this Gemara. It'll come up in a few lines from now. When a Darshan, the Pasha, Vesachalta Maisan, that the father is Mirish, the Pasha, we're talking about Evekrani. A father is Mirish to his children, Levnei Chalachreichem. Evekrani. The Stachaltam Isam, we darshan Isam, Evekrani, one is marriage from generation to generation, but not his daughters, let's say. The rights that a father has in the daughter, he's not marriage up to the sons. So on the rights level, it's Pasha, the brothers do not have rights to her Vaisidain. That's Pasha. The child is just says, Midrabanan. Since we know there's a concept of making Takana, of Mizainas, Tachas, Vaisidain, does that apply to the brothers as well? But on a derice level, Avada, she would retain the rights to her Vaisidain and not the brothers. Okay. The Marshal only is on a rabbinic level. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes said back to Ravina, Tanisua, I have a beautiful proof. Amana Zaris Benichsei Simon, the Amana gets supported from the estate, from the Nichsei Simon, Umaisi Adeshalahem, and her Maisi Dayim goes to the Yisayimim. Isn't it pretty clear that because they're giving her Mizainas, they're entitled to Maisi Dayim, so who had din, the assumption of Rav Sheshes saying, the assumption would be that the Bas also, she's the Zainas from the brothers, but her Maisi Dayim go to the brothers. Says Gemara, you can't compare. Midami Amanasla Nichle Barbacha, Bita Nichle Barbacha. How could you compare? The father cares about his daughter amassing wealth, so to speak. Barbacha means a profit. The father cares that his daughter should build up her assets. The father doesn't care about, the husband doesn't care that his amana should build up her assets. So the amana, when she's getting mezaynus, he wants her to be supported. She gets mezaynus, but her ma'isidayim will go back to the brothers. That's not a riot of the daughter that's being supported, getting mezaynus, that her ma'isidayim go to the brothers. Maybe the father wants her to continue amassing more money, and she gets to keep the ma'isidayim over and above the mezaynus that she collects. How do you have a riot from amana to the bas? That's the one second. You tell me that the father is more care, hearing that his daughter should have money than his amana, we see exactly the opposite. Remember, the vita idifle ba amana say, you tell me the daughter has a stronger status, legabe the estate than the amana. I have a rabba abba amar besi. Also, money it's a bas kibas eitz la achim and chasim muatim. They made the mother the amana in comparison to the daughter, like the daughters in comparison to the brothers. Right, when there's very little chasam, what does that mean? The Mark explains, "Ma basay to achim, ha basay zonis to achim, yishlo pesachim." We're talking in a case where there's a lot of money. The sons get yerusha, and the daughter and the mana will get mezainis from the state. What if there's not so much money in the state? So over there, the sons don't get the yerusha. You know what happens to the little bit amount of money in the state? Muatim, it goes to support when there's, let's just say, when there's sons and daughters, it goes to support the daughters. The daughters get their mezainis first before the sons get their yerusha. And if there's not enough money for the sons to even get mezainis, the daughters get mezainis, and you don't say he split it with the sons go knocking on doors. He said, because it's not by kavodik for the girls to knock on doors. So the girls' rights to mezainis precedes not only the sons' right to general large yerusha, even their rights to basic mezainis. That's the halacha of daughters compared to sons. And the Brisa teaches us that not only that, the halacha of the amana compared to the daughters is the same as daughters compared to the sons, meaning the daughters will have to knock on doors in order that the amana should get her mezainis. Clearly, the amana is being put in a higher status than the daughter, says the Gemara. Ma bas etz lachen, habas zonis v'achen nishal pesachim, when there's very little money in the state, the daughters get to use it for mezainis, and the sons have to go knock on doors. Af amana etz bas, so to amana. With regard to compared to the bas, amana zaynis babas tishal pesachim, the amana gets the zaynis, and the bas, the daughters go to knock on doors. Clearly, the amana is held seemingly in a higher level, higher status than the daughters. How could the gemara deflect Rav Sheshes by saying that don't be right for amana? The father cares about the daughter becoming wealthy and doesn't care about the amana becoming wealthy. We see opposite. The amana is the last one to go knock on doors. Says the gemara, not fair. The guy be embarrassment of knocking on doors, the first person he's makpid to protect her from being degraded is the amana. The daughters are the next that he would want to protect, and the sons are the last. That's the guy be protection from being degraded to go knock on doors. About building up a profit, building up a bank account, that bita adifle, that he cares more about his daughter than his widow. The guy be building a bank account, he cares more about his daughter. The guy be knocking on doors, he cares more talk about the amana. So don't be mirai for the fact that the amana takes precedence and not to have to knock on doors over the daughter. That's the guy be the embarrassment. But the guy be arvacha, he cares more about the daughter. So getting back to the Gemara's reflection of Rav Sheshes had said, we see by amana, she gets mezainis, and her maestam go to the brothers. So the huadin, when the bas gets mezainis, her maestam should go to the brothers, and that thing where has a deflection. No, amana, the husband doesn't care about her becoming wealthy, whereas the daughter, the husband is very happy for her to amass more money. And if you have no raya for amana to daughter, that's the Gemara's deflection. But Rav Sheshes himself clearly holds that no, that we do have a good raya, that just like the amana's mezainis, amana's maestam go to the brothers, to the Yershim, so to the bases, my name are going to go to the brothers. Massive. So
just one point. Yes. I mean, this is a Tekanis Chachamim. I guess the Chachamim wanted to do the das of a mess. Maybe it was his money, but it's sort of an odd thing. We're wondering about what the Tekanis Chachamim was. We would, and then we're checking into what his das was.
Massiv Rav Yosef. Massiv Rav Mitzvah. Officially, comes to our Mishnah. We said the Mishnah Massiv Rav Mitzvah. Her Massiv Dayim and her Mitzvah, even though they weren't collected yet. They belong to the brothers. Sounds like only because they came into existence while the father's alive. That's why the brothers are entitled to it. Halacha Mises Av, if they only came into existence after the father already died, Latzma goes to herself. Now, my love and Zainus, are we talking about a case where she's getting Zainus from the state, and still we're saying her Maisa Dayim and her Metzias that come posthumously after the father dies do not go to the brothers, they remain by her. It's a raya against Rav Chisda, it's a raya that she keeps the Maisa Dayim even when she's getting Zainus. Says her Nalai, Pashayim Zainus. Talking about a case where she wasn't getting Zainus. Ask them one second, she wasn't getting Zainus. Why, if she's not getting Zainus, why would I think that she has to give her Maisa Dayim to the brothers? You have to tell me that the Maisa Dayim are hers in that case? Of course they're hers. If she's not getting Zainus, wouldn't that be Pashayim? Even according to the opinion, it says a master could say this, Evikrani, work for me, and I'm not going to be a mezainis. You got to go figure out your own scraps, figure out how you get your own mezainis on your own. But he's allowed to say, you're going to work for me. I get, of course, all the profits of your hand, and you still have to, I'm not taking care of your mezainis. Even according to the Mandam, they could say that. That's tafka weir. Hanim yidav evikrani. Like sibbe imach. Evikrani, you don't have the pasuk of imach with you, like by Evid Ivri. So over there, you can make such an arrangement a rough arrangement for the Eved is allowed, whereas Aval Eved Ivri Dechsibah Imach, Eved Ivri says Imach, lying, one's not allowed to say the Eved Ivri, you work, I take all the profit, and then you have to go find yourself your Mazainus. I'm not giving you Mazainus. You can't say it even to Eved Ivri, so Klosh can beat Tai. If I can't say it to Eved Ivri, certainly he's not saying that to his beat Tai. So if the daughter's not getting Mazainus, what will be the Havamina that she has to give the Maisa Dayim to the brothers? So Elamai, the Mishnah was talking about a case where she was getting Mazainus and was still saying the Maisa Dayim. In a case where she gave Mazainus, Maisa Dayim stay by her if they come after the father died. So it's a riot against Rav Chisda. And that's the Gemara, Amar Barula, Le'nitzucha Ela Dafa. No, we're talking about a case where she makes, let's just say for Mazainus purposes, she needs $25,000 a year for Mazainus. And she's making $50,000. So the question was about that second 25, over and above, Avada, if she's not getting support from the brothers, if she's not getting support from them, she's not getting resentments, she doesn't have to give the Maisa Dayim up to the point where she sustains herself. The question is, the Hadafa, the Halacha is, by a father, if the daughter, father's not giving the daughter mazainus, she gets to keep her mazainus up, she gets to keep her Maisa Dayim up to the point that she has enough to eat her mazainus. But over and above that, the Hadafa does go to the father. So the question over here was about the Hadafa going to the brothers. That's what we're talking about. And therefore, don't tell me, when we had a deacon in the Mishnah, that the Maisa Dayim stay by her and don't go to the brothers. The Diak is talking about a case where there's no Nezainus. That's why she keeps. Maybe had there been Nezainus, the brothers would be entitled. Ah, you tell me it's Pasha the brothers are entitled because they're not giving you Nezainus. No, we meant the amounts of money over and above the basic necessities that would normally go to the father. That doesn't go to the brothers. And that was in our Shaila. Our Shaila was, when there is Nezainus going to her, does the Maisa Dayim go to the brothers? That was our Shaila. Ask the Gemara now. Amar Rava. Gavra Rabbi Kabbetz, basically, who tried to bring a raya, was he not aware of the concept of a dafa? It's a basic concept that the Maisa Dayim, up to the point that she needs to sustain herself, that for sure she gets to keep. And over and above that goes to the father. So that would be an obvious deflection to the raya who's trying to bring for the Mishnah. They basically not know about this idea of a dafa. He doesn't know about the concept of there being more earnings over and above her basic necessities. The Kamaisa Jifta, and he asks a question, not realizing it. Can't be. Elam Rava, Rabbi Yosef Masnisan. Gufa Kashlei. Rabbi Yosef had a different deacon in the Mishnah. You're missing Rabbi Yosef's Raya. Rabbi Yosef has a Gishmak Raya for the Mishnah, and we're going to stick with it. Rabbi Yosef's Raya for the Mishnah is almost like a drusha. He's Medayik in the Mishnah. What's the deacon? We point this out right when we read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Maisa Dayim Mitziyasa, her Maisa Dayim and her Mitzias. Her Maisa Dayim, that's her income, and her Mitzias, that's things that she found. After Bishle Gos, even though they weren't collected yet, the halacha is, if the father is still alive, and it came into existence in the father's lifetime, it goes to the father. But if it came into existence only after the father died, and if the father dies, it will go to the brothers. But if it only came into existence after the father died, it wouldn't go to the brothers. Now, what does it mean to Metzia that she didn't collect? And Metzia, who are you collecting Metzia from? Either you found it or you didn't find it. Says the Mara, Metzia, so my God, who's she collecting Metzia from? Elalav. Can't be, the simple words don't make any sense. You don't think it's collecting a Metzia. Elalav, what does it mean in the Mishnah? Hachamar, Maisa Dayim Kemetziasa. The time the Mishnah was telling us that we treat her Maisa Dayim like her Metzias. Ma Metzias b'chayav av. Lachamisav latzma. Just like her Metzias, while the father's alive, goes to the father, but once the father's dead, they go stay by her, the Metzias, the things that she finds. Av Maisa Dayim, nami b'chayav av. While the father's alive, the Maisa Dayim go to the father. Lachamisav av. But after the father dies, latzma, they stay by her. So it's almost like a drush in the Mishnah that we're darshing this shaila we discussed. What happens to Maisa Dayim after the father dies? Does it go to the brothers if she's beginning the Zenus or not? We're darshing the Mishnah that it does not go to the brothers. The Maisa Dayim is like the Metzias. Once the father dies, it stays by her. Even if she gave the Zenus, it's going to stay by her. Says the Marish Baminal, her to good raya, and the Maisa Dayim remain by her, even if she gave the Zenus. So we're bringing a raya, not like what Rav Sheshit wanted to say. Rav Sheshit wanted to bring a raya from Amana, that when they gave the Zenus, you do have to give the Maisa Dayim back to the brothers. And here we're bringing a raya, basically being a raya for the Lashna Mishnah, that when they're Amana, sorry, when the Bas, even when she's getting Mazainus, she still gets to keep the Maisa Dayim after the father dies. It stays by her. It's Benami Tak. We have another member like this, like we just said for Abasif. Amri the Rav. Now it's going back to a statement as far back as Rav. Basim Mazainus Benachim, Maisa Latzma, daughter. Even though she's getting Mazainus with brothers, the Maisa Dayim still stay by her. I'm Rav Kana, my time. What's pshat that the Maisa Dayim stay by her? So it's interesting. The way we explained the Gemara until now was really a shayla, and you're abundant to kashayla, not a deraisa kashayla. Now we're going to show that, and we pointed out that midaraisa it's pashat that stays by her. Those shayla was midarabanan. Now we're just going to point out why on a deraisa level it's pashat that stays by her. My time. What's the source? What's the reason why the Maisa Dayim stay by her? The father is meirish to his sons. He's a chaltam isam, the avadim, the evakananis, he's merged to his sons after he dies. But we darshan isam, he's merged the evakananis to his sons. One is not merged his own daughters to his sons. Magin, shendo merged the schus piklavanai. This teaches us that a person is not merged the schus he has in his daughter, he's not merged the schus he has in his daughter over to his sons. Maskal Rabbah. So Rabbah asks as follows. Habas, Uknasas, Pechabas, Chazbaber, who said that over there we're talking about Maisi Dayim? Maybe those people are talking about the father's not Mayrish over to his sons, the rights he had in his daughter's Pitoy. Remember, when the daughter's Mefuta, the father's rights to the Baishan, Pagam, the Kras. So maybe the Pitoy Bas, the Knasas, Chavolis, when she gets wounded, maybe those payments that the father's not Mayrish over, that even the father's rights to is not Mayrish over to the sons. But maybe Maisi Dayim, let's say he is Mayrish to the sons. And Taka, this is the next part of the question, but it's really more of a statement. V'chein taner of Chanina, b'pitei abas v'kras v'chavos v'kras v'laver. That drush you just made about v'sachalta v'sam lechem echreichem, that you're not marriage over the rights in the daughter, that he had, the father has in the daughter, he's not marriage to the sons, is Taka talking about, according to Rabbi Chanina, he told the Braisa, that it is specifically referring to pitei, knasas chavolos, and not to maistai, meaning maistai maybe, the sons do yarshim. So, The Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara doesn't come back. And obviously, Rabbi Yosef held on like that. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara just now focuses on one of the cases listed over there. The third case listed was Chavolos. Chavolos tzar de gufaninu. Chavolos means wounds. A wound, a physical injury on the body, comes with a tzar. Tzar, certainly she gets to keep herself. There's no way that she feels hit with tzar, and that she gets paid for the tzar, and that tzar money goes to the brothers. That's for sure not. So the Gemara asks, tzar Chavolos tzar de gufaninu. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Chanina, right, top of a base, she puts vafaninu. We're not talking about tsar. Chavala means a wound. It doesn't mean tsar. We're talking maybe it wasn't such a wound, it wasn't a tsar. We're talking about where it was a physical wound where it damages her face. And by damaging her face, we understand that just like by Beishat Pagam, the father has rights to it because her value is depreciated on the market of what he could sell it for. So too, I might say sell, I mean as a slave, I mean even as a wife. So too, over here, we're talking about a wound that was potsub for now, and therefore, when the first discuss, Rashi says it was a potsub for now, and therefore, it's going to cause her value to go down. Rashi points out, first we discuss, why is it Tafka her face? L'chaira, even for another part of the body, if she has a wound that damages her value, it damages the value. Why Tafka her face? First we discuss, why there's a focus on the face. Okay, but the point is, and we don't mean the chavolos, the tsar, we mean the pagan. So we do have an opinion that says that old Rasha is only talking about the father has the rights himself to the pitoy, chavolos, and the like. But he's not merged that to the sons, but maybe Maistami is merged to the sons, but basically he's learning that no, it's going even on Maistayim, the father's not merged his rights in the daughter's Maistayim to the sons, and the Murtaka brings other Amram to back this up. Amram Rav Zir, Amram Masna, Amram.
Yeah, I was saying that Tsar means...
Wording the Bryce was Chavolos. The Mur assumed it meant Tsar, and that the Mur says, no. Chavolos means just the wound, not the Tsar. So Amar Rav Zir, Amram Masna, Amram. If you notice, the whole difference is in the first version it's Rav Zera. In the second version it's Rebbe Zera. The rest of it's all the same. It's just a little yud. Is it Rav Zera or Rebbe Zera? If you jump into Rashi before we even go further, Rashi, second line of the page, end of the line. Who Rav Zera? Who Rav Zera? Same person. El Babam Makam Sel Kai Ritzol. The Kami Derbechon Vain Smicha Bavel. Have a color Rav Zera. When he's still in Bavel for Yahim at that Ritzol, there's no Smicha there, so he's called Rav Zera. When he got there at Ritzol, he was then called Rebbe Zera. That's Rashi learns it's the same person. It's just different time periods when he's called Rav Zera versus Rebbe Zera. Whereas, and based on which time period he made the statement is whether it should be quoted as Rav or Rebbe. Taisus Menachas, I think it's Mem. Taisus Menachas says very clearly there's two different people. Rav Zera, Rebbe Zera, two different people, so it's very relevant. Whether it's Rav Zera, Rebbe Zera, it was two different Amaram. Okay. Either way, the ultimate member came from Rav Masna, came from Rav. And what was the statement? Basan Zayis Menachem, a daughter that is getting Zayis from the brothers, Maisa Delas, but she still keeps Maisa Daim, like Rabbi Yisus Drasha. Tichsiv, Vesachad Maisa Meirach Reichem, Rabbi Yisus, I say Drasha, means he darshna from the Mishnah. He darshna from the Mishnah, and we compare the Maisa Daim to Metzias, and we say just like after the father dies, the Metzias belong to her, so to Maisa Daim belongs to her, and what's the pasuk to back it up? Tichsiv, Vesachad Maisa Meirach Reichem, Aisam Meirachem, Vleib Meirachem, Meirachem. You can merge the Avadim to your children, but not your daughters, you're not merge your daughters to your sons. Says the Gemara Magich in the Meirish words for we have before in the Meirish on the Manalf in the Meirish Chospitei live night person not Meirish because he has in his daughter he's not Meirish over to his son. So this, if you notice, who is the author? We pointed out a couple times, Reb Zera or Rebbe Zera, Amar Masna, Amar Rav. Now Amar Avimi Papi, Shakat Amra. This member was said by Shakat. Shakat means the one that was very diligent. Who's Shakat? Shakat Manu Shmuel, which is Shmuel. In fact, Gemara HaRav Amra. You tell me it was said by Shakat, but we clearly have it was a member of Rav. Says Amar, you're right. Ema Af Shakat Amra. Say that it wasn't only said by Rav. Also Shakat said it. Shmuel also said it. What's the relevance? That's also said by Shakat. Jump back into Rashi again. Shmuel says Rashi have a curl of Shakat. First of all, why was Shmuel called Shakat? Why was he called the diligent one? I'll show the Hilchos Kavasei BeDini. We have said this klal many times, I would say dozens of times in our travels to Shas. What's the klal? The halacha, machlek is Rav Shmuel. The general rule is halacha is like Rav by Isser, and the halacha is like Shmuel by Mammon. The way to remember it is the klal ain hulchim by Mammon. achar reiv. You don't go based on reiv. By mammon, take out the vav in the word reiv, and eilach mammon achar rav. We have machlekes rav Shmuel. By mammonis, we go with the shita of Shmuel. By is, we go rav. This is the din of mammonis. We call him the shakad, because since the lach is like Shmuel, it's with the guy being mammonis, we consider him, it seems like it's one like a circle. He was more shakad because the lach is like him. It's funny. He knew reiv shasmai's lach is like him. Okay, but there's this idea that the Shmuel is called the shakad when it comes to mammonis, and that's why it was important to say, to stick it over here. It wasn't just a memor rav. Shmuel agrees because we pass like Shmuel by mammonis if we wanted to get that idea in. Amar mar bar mim lavashi hachem radoi hilchzik mas avsheshes in our daily halachas of avsheshes. Remember what avsheshes say? He held. He compared to the case of amana. And by amana, when she gets bezenis from the brothers, the ma'isi dam of the amana does go to the brothers, to the yershim. So avsheshes said bas the same thing. Her ma'isi dam would go to the brothers. However, ravashi amar hilchzik mas rav halachas like rav that what that the bas her ma'isi dam do not go to the brothers. And taka says the gemara the hilchzik mas rav the halachas like rav at the bas her ma'isi dam don't go to the brothers. Zok the mishnah. Hamaris's bita, one is Ma'aris's daughter. He gave over his daughter Irsa Megirsh and she got divorced. Irsa, he gave her an Irsa again, which he's allowed to. As long as she never had Nisuin, the father keep marrying her off. Once she has Nisuin once, she's out of the domain of the father. So if he gave over an Irsa once, she got divorced, Irsa the second time, and she became widow, Nisarmala. The Mara's going to discuss why we're switching from divorce to widow. Why we only have one case of divorce, one case of widow. The Mara's discuss right away. Ksubasa Shalalachas. Shalai, sorry, the ksuva is his, still belongs to the father, because Kozma, she's only an heiress and didn't have an asuan, she's still in the father's jurisdiction, and therefore he's entitled to the ksuva. However, Hisia, if he married off an asuan, Begirsha, and then she got divorced from the first husband, Hisia, he married off again a second time, he married off a second time an asuan, the first from the Shreya Nebani jump on this and say that the second Hisia, there's not Mamash Chassam Sefer actually points out, that the second Hisia is not him marrying her off. He has no bailus over her. It's like we call this the Yisema B'chayaviyah. Father's alive, but he has no bailus to marry off because she already had a full-fledged Nisuin. And once he had Nisuin, she's out of his domain. She got divorced. She's now free agent again. But Lamaisa, he can marry off. The case is, it's like the mother and the brother marrying off. Hisia Mechzab Sefer adds, even if the father stepped up to the plate and gave him the dunya to the second husband, so he gave a dowry to the second husband, still, Allah is going to be the same in the Mishnah. What is that? If Nisarma, she became widowed from the second husband as well. Ksuva, presumably means from both marriages. The ksuva of both the first husband and the second husband belonged to her because once she had nisuin, and she had nisuin ring for the first marriage, she's out of the father's domain, so both those ksuvas belong to her. Rabbi Yehuda differentiates. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Harishen Shalav, the ksuva from the first marriage, even though there was nisuin there, still goes to the father. The Marzim explain why. But the second marriage, the ksuva goes to her. Amr Loi, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishesia, Ein Levi Rishus. But what do you mean? Once she had Nisuin, she had the father's jurisdiction, he has no Rishus, the ksuva from even the first husband should be going to her as well, not the father. So that's the word now, it's a simple diak. Time to see if Gersh Yosef Isama. The Mishnah told about cases where she had Erisin and then got divorced, Erisin and that husband died. Meaning, two different scenarios of exits from those marriages. Aval, Nisama, she has 70, but if she had, why don't we just pick a case where she was Nisama twice? Why don't we pick a case where she was Nisama twice? Says Gemara, Sulaim Chazi Linsibu. Because if she was Nisama twice, she wouldn't be fit to get married. We don't want to pick a case where we're creating a woman who could no longer get remarried. And if she had, was twice an Amana, she cannot get married further. Why? Because we have a chlekes, of course, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamil. What it takes to make a chazaka? Rebbe says twice. Rav Shimon Gamil says it takes three times to make a chazaka. Rav Shimon Gamil says you need three for chazaka, whereas Rebbe says twice makes a chazaka. So over here we're saying we're being stammed like sasam, like Rebbe. The fact that we want to switch cases from gerushin to amana and not say two cases of amana, being sasam like Rebbe, damar b'chazimni have a chazaka with twice alone. That's a chazaka. What's the chazaka? Of course, over here chazaka of a katanis. Chazaka, that she's someone that her husband's died. It's machlekes in the Gemara elsewhere. What's the idea behind it? Is it a mazel that she has that the husband's died? Or is it actually somehow makaira, her private area, having relations with her, is what caused the husband's die? The chara, if it's a varta makaira, it wouldn't apply to Erison. The case of Bishop Erison only apply to the case of Nisuin. But if it's a varta mazel, it could probably be Nisuin. Very interesting. The Rush was asked in the tshuva, the Rush was asked, what about a man? A man who has multiple wives that die. He has married once, wife died, married a second time, wife died. Do we say he's a katlan? We have katlanis by a woman, right? There's a concept of katlan by a man. He says, Rush's basic answer is, we don't find it anywhere in Shas, and therefore it can't be. There's no such thing as a katlan. You don't find it. If it existed, we would find it. You don't find it anywhere in Shas, therefore it doesn't exist. And Svari, I don't think the Rush says this, but in Svari, there's a fundamental difference. The woman, she's bound to the husband, so to speak. She's bound to each husband. She can only marry one husband. And therefore, maybe when they die, she's a katlanis. But the man is open, you know, on a terror level. He can marry multiple wives. And therefore, maybe it wouldn't apply. Maybe that's a Svara. Why wouldn't it be, even though he had multiple wives that die, since he's He's not it wasn't bound to any one of them. You don't view his connection to him as being a Kalin. Perhaps, again, I don't think that's the Rosh's Svar. I didn't see the Rosh say that Svar, but maybe that's a chiluk. But the Rosh just says, matter of factly, that we don't find it. Okay, let's go one more minute. We have to stop. Says the Gemara. The first ksuva, taka goes to the father. My time to be told that goes to the father. The Mishnah's time is a good taina. She already had nisuin. She's out of the father's domain by the time she gets divorced or widowed. So the ksuva should go to her. Because the father, at the time of Erisin, she was still in the father's domain. And that's when the Kri of Ksuva seemingly really starts, and therefore the father's Zeich in the Ksuva, so even though she ultimately had a suin and left his domain, the rights to the Ksuva he maintained. Masa Rava, Rabbi Daimer, Rabbi Yisuf Kashma Braisa. Braisa is the father. Rabbi Daimer, Harishan Ishbah, the first Ksuva belongs to the father, Umayda Behuda, Behuda's Maida, from Aris is Bita Kishikitana. In a case where the father did Erisin for his daughter when she was a Tana. Ubarga, that she became Begaris before getting married. Viacha, so she already is out of the father's domain. Viacha Nisus, and then she got married afterwards, the Suin, Shein Levi Roshuspa. Since she already was Begaris, Beshastan Suin, the father's no Roshus. But according to your Svara, that the Ksuva obligation really starts from Erisin, and the father had Bailes then, so as long as he married off when she was a Katana, and she was certainly under his jurisdiction, why the fact that the Suin took place as a Begaris, why does that share the father for getting the Ksuva? Amai, Hachalam Alema Erisin Zachavam Alav. Why don't we say, Vaita, the father Zecha the Av, the father Zecha in it from Erisin, says Gemara, Ella, Yitmar, Hachitmar, if you're going to say, Rav Yudah's memory, here's have to say it, Rabbi Rav Yudah's memory to Vayu, Hoyle Uvikushusei Nechtavim. Since the ksuva was written while she's still in his domain. The derech was, before she explained, the derech was back then to write the ksuva b'shasa suin. The whole next Gemara is going to discuss when Taka, we have to stop because we're late for Shacharis, but the Gemara is going to discuss when Taka, when the collection of ksuva starts, meaning when does the husband, the father have rights, or the woman have rights to collect from the mishabadim of the husband, from Erisin, from the suin. The Gemara is making a chiluk between the base ksuva and the tesef ksuva. That's going to come in the next Gemara. But the point is, the derech of writing the ksuva was typically close to the suin. Interesting enough, even if the rights could start from Erisin, typically the derech of writing was by Nisuan, and that's what Rabbi is saying. Since the Ksuva was written prior to Nisuan, the father has rights to it. But Enechami, if the Ksuva was written in the Braisa, let me say it better. We're not saying the father has rights to it from Erisin, the rights only from Nisuan, and therefore if she became Begeres prior to the Nisuan, the father would not have rights, even according to Rabbi. The pause of air, and pick up for tomorrow, Mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.